Country Bob FM.
Let's get to the Bob Almanac today. First of all, we need to do a Bob Almanac retraction.
Uh-oh.
Somebody got fired. I called him late last night when I realized this happened. In fact, an astute Bob, it's the second time I've used that term now. We need more astutes. Astute listener to Bob FM pointed out that Mark the Bird Fidrich is dead.
Oh, no.
Died in 2009.
Oh, boy.
And somehow my staff missed that. So it's a Bob retraction and at the same time a job posting.
Right.
It's a job. You know? It's a job posting for the Bob Almanac.
Yes. Temporary door that closes, one open.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, is a Bob Almanac retraction.
We haven't done many of those.
No. We're somewhat accurate, 98%. Today's Bob Almanac is being recorded by Omarosa. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not, but she seems to have a recorder with her wherever she goes.
Omarosa will be recording it, and then I will be posting it to mybobcountry.com, as all almanacs are.
All right.
Today, Wednesday, August 15th, 227th day of the year, 138 left to go. This date in 1877, Thomas Edison wrote to the president of the Telegraph Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In the letter, he said, you know what? I changed my mind. Hello would be a more appropriate greeting than ahoy when answering the telephone.
Okay.
So he wanted ahoy, but we went with hello. Can you just imagine answering the phone, ahoy? I think we've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
Ahoy.
Yeah.
But if it would have been adopted, then it'd be just normal now. We wouldn't be even thinking about it.
We would have saying, you say ahoy.
I bet somewhere.
I say goodbye.
And I say somewhere, or the Lionel Richie song.
Yeah.
Ahoy, is it me you're looking for? But have you seen the commercial? It's like for Geico, where it's actually Thomas Edison, or maybe it was Alexander Graham Bell. I think Bell was the one who wanted to say ahoy. Edison was the one who wanted to say hello, and they went with hello.
Okay.
But it's an ad with Alexander Graham Bell, and he's answering at the theater an old-style phone.
Right.
It's ringing, and he goes, ahoy, ahoy. So that's where the ahoy comes from.
That's where it is. Okay.
So 1911 this date.
Do you fry with margarine? Then you should
know about
new butter flavor Crisco, because it's better for frying. Look, it doesn't scorch like most margarines, and you can see what that means when you fry eggs.
I tell you what, that was a great innovation and addition to my shortening game when they went with the butter flavored shortening. But Crisco, Procter & Gamble introduced Crisco shortening. This date, 1911, baking would never be the same.
Right.
And baking at the Loretta Lynn House in Butcher Holler would never be the same. They were big in Crisco.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? They were big in Loretta Lynn.
I'm
surprised you didn't sing a song about Crisco. 1911, back in 35.
They took off in August of 1935. The world's best pilot and the world's best loved humorist. Disaster waited for them in the wilderness. They reached the northern part of Alaska and never came back alive.
Point Barrow, Alaska this date. Will Rogers and Wiley Post, two very, very famous men for the time.
Yes.
1935, killed in an airplane crash. Something about that area in Alaska. Alaska bush pilot, one of the most dangerous jobs ever.
Right.
Anywhere. And here was Wiley Post, who was a very, very good pilot. I mean, he flew around the world. I think he was the record holder at the time for around-the-world flight, but could not keep his plane airborne. That was this date, 1935. How about 39?
Many, many miles east of nowhere lies the amazing land of Oz, a magnificent empire created in the mind of a man who wrote a great book about it. Like wildfire in the wheat field, the fabulous tale of the Wizard of Oz spread from town to city.
Wizard of Oz debuted the movie on this date, 1939.
That is a great little promo trailer there.
Well, it's real audio here. We take pride in finding
audio. Well done.
It's east of nowhere, and I believe they're also west of high prices.
I think they are.
Oz. Yeah. That was in 39. 65 at Shea Stadium.
Honored by their country. Decorated by their queen, and loved here in America, here are the Beatles!
Wow.
Beatles, Shea Stadium, 55,000. They set a record for a stadium concert on this date. Ed Sullivan, of course. Who else?
Say, yeah.
Who else would be doing the intro?
Ed.
The Beatles at Shea Stadium in 65, 4 years later.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. The important thing that you're
proving unemployment
to the
office?
World is that 500,000 kids, and I call you kids because I have children older than you are, 500,000 young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music. And have nothing but fun and music.
That's Max Yazger.
Yes.
He's on his dairy farm, and all he wanted was some people to help him milk his cows.
Right.
And ended up turning into a big old music festival.
500,000 people show up for it.
1969, and then 1989.
Rebecca gives him a look. Here's the pitch to the plate, and it goes all the way to the screen. Rebecca falls down and grabs his left shoulder, and he is hurting. Rebecca is hurt badly.
You can hear it.
Yes. When I was it's called the pitch heard round the world.
Oh, my gosh.
The pitch heard round the world when he broke his arm. He had cancer on his arm. He rehabbed. He came back. He pitched in one game and I think got the win. And then in his second game, his arm gave out on it on him for the last time.
Yeah, basically snapped.
In half.
A bone snapped in half when he threw a pitch. It was ugly.
Yeah, and then he actually had to have it amputated, his shoulder and his arm, due to the cancer.
Ugh.
And Dave Dreveke, who was an all-star caliber pitcher, he was pitching to Tim Raines. That was at Olympic Stadium in Montreal. Montreal, people don't remember. Some new baseball fans, we used to have a team in Montreal.
Yeah, the Expos.
Expos.
Yeah.
And that was back in 1989. It's birthdays now.
Marilyn, are you sure you won't be frightened staying here alone?
Oh, of course not, Aunt Lily. How could I be frightened staying in a friendly old house like this?
The one and only Pat Priest, who is Marilyn. She was the niece. The Munsters thought she was ugly. I felt different.
Yeah, she was very attractive.
Pat Priest. Lady. And she was not the original Marilyn. There was somebody else who played Marilyn like the first 13 or 14 episodes of season one. Then they made just really no announcement. All of a sudden, oh, here's Pat Priest. Somebody else playing Marilyn. And a lot of the viewers didn't know. Is that insinuating that Munsters viewers weren't that smart?
Well,
that includes me. I love the Munsters. I think it's a great show. I've always enjoyed it.
I did, too.
The reruns were on when we'd get home from school. Pat Priest is 82. Oh, by the way, we're doing Almanac Quiz for the Bandit Big Rig series at Elko Speedway, a pair of tickets. So keep it right here.
Close.
Listen to the entire Almanac or you're not going to win. I guess if you don't want to win them, then it just doesn't matter.
Right.
Linda Ellerby is celebrating.
I'm Linda Ellerby. Today, we're going to Silver Spring, Maryland, to see if people there agree with national test results that said Maxwell House coffee is better than Folgers coffee. Willard?
My God, Linda Ellerby and Willard Scott in the same commercial? How could Maxwell House pot? They must be selling a lot of coffee to afford those two.
Right.
Linda Ellerby.
I wonder who won out, if it was Maxwell House or Folgers.
She was the newscaster and coffee extraordinaire, Linda Ellerby, 74. Jimmy Webb.
Great
worked,
writer.
Of course, with Glenn Campbell, but not just with Glenn Campbell. He is 72 today. Some of the songs, Up, Up and Away, Fifth Dimension, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Wichita Lyman, Galveston, The Worst That Could Happen to Me. That was, Billy?
Man?
That's Billy Kramer.
Yeah.
Billy Kramer did that one. All I Know for the Carpenters. And, of course, maybe the greatest of them all that he wrote, MacArthur's Park is Melting. In the dark, sweet green icing flowing down.
A Hall of Fame songwriter, for sure.
He left the cake out in the rain. I don't know what he was doing when he wrote MacArthur Park, though.
Right, yeah.
What was he doing? Jimmy
Something
Webb.
Was affecting the way he was thinking.
72 for Jimmy Webb. How about this voice?
Don't you feel good, day by day.
He was the lead singer of the Doobie Brothers in the 70s.
Pre-Michael McDonald.
Right. He left, and then Michael McDonald came in, and then the sound of the band was completely different.
For sure. I
Michael McDonald was much more bluesy and soul.
Yeah, right.
Blue-eyed soul. This is Tom Johnston from the Doobie Brothers. He's 70 today. Tom Kelly.
I was really examining my head, seeing what I was doing, sending him back out there for the 10th inning, but he wanted to pitch, and I said, well, it's just a game. Go get him, babe.
Tom Kelly,
just a game.
Twins manager just talking game about seven. Game 7 91 series. Great manager.
That's great.
Had a very short career as a player.
Yes.
But he observed and became a wonderful manager. He put his players in the best position for them.
Booth with Richard.
I wish they did it more.
Yeah, I do too.
I like his breakdown of the game. Tom Kelly, 68. Bubby Brister played for the Vikings.
Oh, sure.
For a season in 2000. Bubby Brister is 56. He was with Denver when he was the backup to Elway when they won the Super Bowls. But
that's right.
He helped us out in the 2000 season. Like when Dante Culpepper got hurt and he had to play. That was Bubby Brister, 56. This is a funny lady.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I'd say something if I weren't so speechless, but I'm speechless, so I don't know what to say.
That's Deborah Messing, Will and Grace.
Yes.
She reminds me so much of Lucille Ball.
Yes, she does.
Looks and mannerisms and things. She is 50 today.
What are your superpowers again?
I'm rich.
Ben Affleck, he's now Batman, among other things. Ben Affleck, he's an actor, of course, director, producer as well. He's 46. Rapper Nipsey Hussle. Boy, I hope the Nipsey Russell estate gets money.
They better.
And royalties from this guy, because that's just a clear ripoff of one of my, I mean, Match Game would not be the same without Nipsey Russell in his plaid pants. Nipsey Hussle is 33. And what do you think of when I say Katniss Everdeen? What do you think? Anything?
Nothing.
What's your name?
Katniss Everdeen.
Well, I bet my hat that was your sister, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's The Hunger Games, Neil.
Oh,
it's a good series of movies. You might want to look into
I've seen one of them.
You have?
Yeah.
Hopefully the first one, because if you saw they're out of order if you saw one of the other ones.
I think it was
Mockingjay or Catching Fire.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence, 28 today. She was also Mystique, the young Mystique in the X-Men movies.
Okay. Very talented actress.
Yeah, Silver Linings Playbook won an Oscar for that.
Yeah. Let's get to the Gone But Not Forgotten category right now. French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte.
The original.
The original Bonaparte.
If I had a button-down shirt, I'd stick my hand in... like he did, that famous photo.
Right.
He would stick his hand just inside. I'm not sure what he's doing.
Something wrong there.
Yeah. If he had, something going on there. Maybe eczema or psoriasis. He had a deep itch he needed to.
Yeah, something needed to be taken care of. 1769 for Napoleon. Novelist Sir Walter Scott, he wrote Ivanhoe, Rob Roy, some classics in English literature. 1771, the matriarch of the Barrymore clan, Ethel Barrymore, 1879. I think your favorite TV chef was Julia Child.
Have you ever cooked something, Julia, that just turned out awful?
Yes, lots of money.
Yeah, and what do you do then? What happens?
I give it to my husband.
There she is with David Letterman.
That's perfect. I enjoyed that, Julia Child.
That's Julia Child, in the last few days.
Right, 1912 for that chef and author. excuse me. Rose Marie was born on this day, 1923. You may remember best as Sally Rogers on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
You bet.
She was also on Hollywood Squares many, many times. And this, remember TV theme time? I was a big fan of this detective show. And the guy who played the lead role of Mannix was Mike Connors as Mannix.
Who's your favorite Connors?
Chuck Connors.
Chuck Connors. Mike Connors. Jimmy Connors.
There'd be a few of them there. But you gotta like Mike Connors. He was Mannix, born on this day.
Puck and the Connors.
1925. That was a good one. Musician Bobby Helms.
You are my special angel sent from up above.
That's pretty good. 1933 for the great Bobby Helms. Of course, Jingle Bell Rock. One of the
Fraulein's a good one. Fraulein, I love.
They call Jingle Bell Rock the first rock and roll Christmas song, and he did it. Now he's from St. Paul, Minnesota, and he is Jim Lowry.
It's time to say so long. I hope you get the date you really want. I think they did. You ready to throw a kiss?
Let's throw a kiss.
Okay, here we go. Come on.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bonanza's next. Are you getting the dates that you really want?
Well.
So Jim Lang was asking.
That's right. Well, Jim, Well, there's been a struggle. 1933, not only did he do the dating game, he did Name That Tune, Bullseye, and probably others. But, yeah, he's from St. Paul, Jim Lang, 1933. And Football Hall of Famer Gene Upshaw, born on this day, 1945. He was part of the offensive line for the Raiders. His side dominated Alan Page and Jim Marshall and Roy Mooney Winston.
Ate him up.
They just ate him up in the Super Bowl, the last of our four dismal performances. Gene Upshaw then went on to be what? He was like the director or is the player
association. Head of the player association, yes. I think. Because I don't know if that's the actual title of it, but that's what he was. He had the commissioner, and then you had Gene Upshaw. They were on different sides.
Yep. 1945 for Gene Upshaw. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here is the quiz question, Almanac quiz, for a pair of tickets to the Bandit Big Rig Series at Elko Speedway, presented by Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. These are vehicles fueled by biodiesel, B20, going up to 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, the big rigs.
Chance for you to win a pair. And the question is, what was the question? Oh, yes, indeed. Linda Ellerbe.
Oh, yes.
74 today. She was in a commercial with who? Another TV personality.
Oh, you mentioned it.
I mentioned it. And she mentioned his first name. Who was that TV personality?
And for bonus points, can they name the two types of coffee that was talked about?
I don't know. We don't have anything to give away for bonus.
No,
so I don't
sorry.
Know.
Okay.
Bragging rights.
Right. 763-450-0100. We'll take the first, we'll take a caller, and if you have the correct answer, you'll be a winner.
Yep, that's what we'll do. That's how we do it, in fact. That's the Bob Almanac today, Wednesday, August 15th, 2018. Hopefully we won't have any retractions.
No, I hope not.
Coming up tomorrow. Alan Jackson right now, Total Country Bob FM.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years.